Welcome to Raising Connections. I'm your host, Rayshan Mayer. This is the program where we talk about your critters, companions, commerce, and agriculture, and all of the connections between them. This morning, we have a fun and interesting guest, as always. Good morning.
Good morning.
Give us your name and the name of your farm.
Carolyn McIntosh, Lochmoy Farm. We're the home of the Maryland Horse Trials. In Adamstown, Maryland, Frederick County, we're in the shadow of Sugarloaf Mountain. Come out, you see a great view.
236 acres. That's a lot to maintain.
263
acres. Ah, 263 acres is even more to maintain.
Yeah.
What is Lochmoy Farm? Because it's the Maryland Horse Trials, but it's also a farm. Is it a working farm?
So Lochmoy is from the McIntosh homestead in Scotland. Lochmoy means loch is lake and moy is flat plain. So that's what Lochmoy means. I visited the homestead when I was in Scotland, and it's very similar terrain. So what we do at Lochmoy is we have dressage, show jumping, cross country. We run events under Maryland Horse Trials. We also run dressage shows. The property is bordered by the Monocacy River, which provides really awesome trail riding. Unfortunately, I can't make my course any bigger because of the river. So it is a very compact course. We also have a cross-country schooling course where it's open year-round. Cross-country schooling and trail riding, as well as a gallop track.
There's a lot going on there. Is this also your home?
Yes. The property's divided by Park Mills Road. The house side has sporting, indoor, and my home. And then the other side is strictly for horse sports.
So when you say trail riding, is this like a club or a golf club where we can come and ride?
Well, if you volunteer, you most certainly can ride all the trails that are there and go down to the river. I have several trails in the woods all along the perimeter of the property.
But it's not something we can pay to come and ride.
I mean, yes, people do pay. I mean, they come to cross country school and they pay to cross country school or to trail ride. But if you volunteer, you get a pass and you can come out and enjoy everything.
You have a very loyal group of volunteers. Some of the most loyal volunteers I've ever seen. And this is not a small group of people. This is 25 plus.
Oh, just last year alone, we had over 350 volunteers. And some of them volunteer for almost every event.
The events that you have, you're hosting close to 30 events a year.
Correct.
How do you keep these volunteers together? What is your magic?
Well, number one, we set up a system called Eventing Volunteers where you can go and sign up to volunteer. All the events are listed. And that way we keep track of your hours and you get great benefits the more hours that you volunteer. And if you volunteer, you get logo wear, you get a cross-country schooling pass, or if you don't want to pass, you can come and just get logo wear.
For somebody who doesn't know, cross-country schooling, I'm picturing horses sitting at a desk. What is cross-country schooling?
Well, you come and park your trailer, take your horse off the trailer, tack him up, and I've got it. Probably 200 jumps out on the cross-country schooling course with water, banks, and ditches of all levels. You can come if you just want to do logs or if you want to do prelim, which is about the highest I have on the schooling area.
So no desks involved?
No desks involved.
What does a volunteer do at an event? Does it depend on the event?
Well, let's say you sign up to scribe for a dressage judge.
That's, okay, describe me. I'm sitting at the desk writing.
Yes, you are okay. Sitting at the desk and you're writing just what the judge says.
Okay.
It's not hard. You just write. If you're a dressage writer, it's a great way to get a lesson. So that's what you do if you do scribing. Then if you're a cross-country score runner, you hop on a four-wheeler and go around the course and pick up scores from all the cross-country jump judges.
Oh, that could be fun.
Yeah. And then
I'm assuming you have to be 16 or older for that position.
For that, you need a driver's license.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Then we do have dressage score running where you just walk from hut to hut and pick up scores. Other jobs include cross-country warm-up where you sit and you check the riders in as they come in to school, the jumps that are set up before they go out on course. And then you can be a starter where you start them at the start box. You just do a countdown for them, wish them well. And I've got just great people that do start and they enjoy it and they're friendly. Everybody is friendly. That's the key word. Everybody is welcome. Everybody. We don't want people that
that aren't friendly.
Yeah, that aren't friendly.
It's part of the thing.
Yeah.
Who wants to go volunteer at a place where everybody's grumpy?
Yeah. And what's great about the eventers is they're very, very appreciative. They thank the volunteers. They know how important you are.
Is it mostly eventers volunteering for other eventers? Or is it people who used to do things or they want to do things? What does the body of your volunteer look like?
Well, a lot of the eventers that are, you know, riding now are very busy, so they don't come out and volunteer. Some do. Well, we get teenagers. We get older people. You just sit in your car if you're a jump judge and you watch the riders jump over the jumps and you report on a radio and write down whether or not they jump the jump clear. It's very, very simple. And they've made really great friendships. I mean, they're part of my family. They're just amazing.
Our Frederick area here, we have people who move in and people who move out. And Maryland's one of the big three horse states. A $3 billion budget impact on the state is the horse industry. And Lochmoy is one of these folks, one of these event facilities that's bringing in this value-added agriculture to our area. It seems like with everyone moving in and moving out and the housing additions and the boarding, if you want to find your people, and your people are horse people or former horse people or people who want to be horse people, or maybe you want to be a vet and you're thinking about this, you go out and you volunteer and you meet people.
Absolutely. And for the Maryland International, we have all kinds of extra jobs, like the vet box. When the riders are done with their course, they have to come into the vet box, the cooling tent, and we have volunteers that help cool the horses down. There are vets there, take the tack of the riders, throw it in a golf cart, drive your rider back to her trailer or his trailer.
And when the day is done, there's something special for your volunteers.
Yes, absolutely. We have a big volunteer party where we have drinks, food. Everybody sits around and enjoys themselves. When it's cold, we have a nice fire pit and everybody has a great time.
So it's a way to make friends. It's a way to meet people. It's a way to be productive. So many times I hear people say, well, I want to go, but I don't know what to do. And you actually have a mentor program for that.
Yeah, we do. We have all kinds of training for people. And what's great about this is my volunteers don't only volunteer for me. I mean, we've got them going off to all the events in the area. Some of them go to Kentucky for the Defender 3-day. They go to the Maryland 5-star. I mean, I walked around the 5-star and I was just so excited to see so many of my volunteers, and they love it.
It's the camaraderie. It's the friendship.
Yeah.
And your respect for them and their respect for you. So if you're new to the area, it's a great way to get involved. I often hear people say, well, I get into these sports because I don't know anybody. And then it's so competitive. This isn't competitive. No. It's a volunteer.
No, it's great.
You have a wall of fame. That's new for
this. Yes. I put up all the volunteer pictures on a board where everyone, including the competitors, can see it. And it's a great way to know who's volunteering. You put the face and the name together.
It was actually at one of the events. You had us in the VIP tent. The Maryland Horse Council was there. You gave us some brunch. I'm a trail rider. I don't even know what a 3-day event is. Okay, so I do. I've learned about it because I'm from the side of the microphone.
Yeah.
But I was there and I could see them. And you know what the thing that got me was, as the horses went along and they're jogging along, I don't know why I didn't think about this. As a trail rider and a gated horse person, I did not expect to hear the rhythm of the breath and the hoofs together. The hoof, the sound.
Yeah.
And I looked at the person next to me and I said, do they do that all the time? Is that good? Is that what they're vet checking them for? And the person took the time, it was actually Amy Burke, took the time to explain. If you're looking at me like, you haven't heard this? And she explained all of the rhythm and how it works and the feet. Just by being there and feeling that camaraderie, it's a kind of a special place.
Yeah.
When the riders came off and they came through the tent, when they're hot and they're tired and they're just worn out, because it's an incredibly physical
sport. It is very physical, yeah.
They all said thank you and how much they appreciated, except for the ones who didn't know what to do. And you always get a few who didn't know what to do. And those volunteers were walking over going, are you okay? Are you in shock? Do you need orange juice?
Yeah.
It was a really kind of magical thing.
Yeah.
It's very competitive for the riders, but yet the camaraderie's there.
That's the one thing about eventing. I mean, my daughter did, you know, the hunter jumpers. But when we switched to eventing, everybody was on your team. You're riding against each other, but you want to help each other. And it's just really gratifying.
It was a cool kind of thing to see.
Yeah.
When we come back, we need to find out how you got involved in all of this. And was it premeditated? Join me, Rayshan Mayer, from Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, for our new adventure, Living Life Tails Up podcast, combining everyday life with what goes on at the kennel and farm, a bit of humor, some ideas, and some positive happy bubbles. We're living tails up, nose down, and staying on track. We hope to see you on Living Life Tails Up for 5 to 10 minutes worth of happy, happy bubbles shooting out there in the atmosphere. See you soon.